within the next year, the end of the next year in 333 BC, at the Battle of Issus, now in southeastern Asia Minor in the Hatay, he smashed another huge Persian army of Darius III, went on to take Egypt, and then crossed the Euphrates, and in 331 BC, in his third and perhaps greatest battle, smashed the Persian field army yet again on an open plain in perhaps his most brilliant battle tactically. Alexander overran Iran, Central Asia, and India in the next 4 or 5 years. By the time he died in 323 BC, he had done the unimaginable. He had overthrown Persian power. Some would say, however, that he died at at the age of 33, at an opportune moment. Alexander was too busy conquering the Persian Empire to worry much about running it. And administration is certainly not probably Alexander's strong suit. He did, however, point in two directions. One was to use the Greek city-state as the cultural and at least administrative unit of this new world empire. He did establish some Greek colonies in the former Persian Empire, although that seems to be far more the work of his successors rather than Alexander himself. He also took over the Persian administration, appointing Macedonians as satraps, as governors, and it is clear that the military power of his world empire would be in the hands of a Macedonian Greek ruling elite. He did, however, court the Persian aristocracy, and went through great lengths to win their obedience, including the introduction of Persian custom into his court, which offended his Macedonian subjects and offended his Greek allies, and led to a number of ugly clashes. And the problem with Alexander is that he had conquered a world empire, which in effect forced him to play three roles. One was as great king of Persia, lord of Asia. One was as pharaoh of Egypt, where he was a living god. The other was as king of Macedon, where he was supposed to be an accessible Homeric-style king. And the fourth was as commander of the Greek League. And it was the fourth job that ultimately did him in, reconciling the Greek city-states. When he died in 323 BC in June near Babylon, his generals fought for control of the empire. Alexander had left no successor in place. He had a posthumous son, Alexander IV, and a half-wit half-brother, Philip III, who was of no account, clearly a tool in the hands of more powerful people. The story is that he went mad because Olympias, Alexander's mother, had fed Philip poisoned mushrooms as a boy and had made, he was probably mentally retarded, but anyway, that was the story that was put out. In 323 BC, very quickly, the generals began to struggle for control. And Alexander's empire essentially broke up into the components I just described. From the start, his general in Egypt, Ptolemy, and a general in Thrace, that is in Bulgaria today, Lysimachus, fought for partition. And from 323, from Alexander's death down to about 316 BC, there were efforts on the part of several generals to maintain the position of the Argeia, that is the royal family of Macedon. By 316 BC, that's not possible. The royal family has been annihilated. The family of Alexander is dead. From 316 to 301 BC, an important general called Antigonus the One-Eyed, who was an old Macedonian noble, and his son, Demetrius Polyarcides, taker of cities, attempt to maintain the Alexandrine Empire, but with themselves at the helm. And they used Asia Minor as their base. Antigonus had been given control of Asia Minor while Alexander was conquering the Persian Empire, and Asia Minor proved to be one of the most important bases in all of this struggle. Many of the decisive battles would be fought there because it's in that bridge between Europe, the Macedonian homeland, and the farther Asian possessions. Unfortunately, that effort came to an end in 301 BC at the Battle of Ipsus. And so phase three is, after 301, the partition of the empire. Who gets what? And what happened essentially was that a family, the so-called Antigonid family, seized Macedon. By 279 BC, a man named Antigonus II, Antigonus Gonatas, related to that earlier Antigonus the One-Eyed, took control of the throne of Macedon, and with it the supervision of the Greek cities in the Greek homeland and the islands. Another general succeeded to the Asian Empire, and his name is Seleucus. And we call this the Seleucid Empire. And he took over the Asian possessions, stretching from the Aegean not quite to India. He gave up India for some 200, 500 war elephants, which proved extremely valuable in several battles.